Oh, a good thing, Rabbi Isai. Erev Shabbos this week, which is quite emotionally charged, if I may say, because it's a time at which we're looking towards regrouping, Be'ezer Hashem, looking towards coming back to find ourselves collectively, Be'ezer Hashem, in the Mokim, which we feel so closely connected to. Mokim, which brings us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and close to each other. And we just hope fervently that this return shall be accepted by Hatzlocha, the Rebbeim Shem Shehava Nachas Ruach, and should Be'ezer Hashem should make this return a successful one. To make this happen, clearly, on the one hand, we have to be careful that we should do something which is sensible as far as our protection for health and everybody's welfare, the considerations which we have to take seriously about avoiding circulating in an irresponsible way, Cholila. But equally so, we have to be really focused about how we're coming back in shul, and not just the technical arrangements, but rather our approach and attitude, both to the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and to the Chashivas of Tefillah. And this is really where Be'ezer Hashem, clearly, if there's been a tkufa where we've been denied this, it's because we haven't valued it properly. Our attitudes to Kedushas HaBeis HaKnesses and perhaps the davening weren't what they needed to be. And that's why this area of Avodah has been under such strain for so long. But if it's given us a chance to think again about what a shul means generally and what davening means for us, and perhaps what is difficult for us to say, maybe it's been an exercise which, from this perspective, can't say been worthwhile when it's come with so much struggle, but at least it will have achieved the tachlis for which it was set up. At least in one bechina, we're not Nevi'im. We don't have the insight to know exactly what the reasons for this great period of difficulty was and is. But certainly if the way it's manifested itself is by denying us the opportunity to be together collectively in shul and doing our avoda, it's certainly something which requires tikkun. As we know, Klal Yisrael generally, and I call the Olam just to refer to the details that we've written in certain Kabbalahs, I don't like to talk about takonas. None of us are here with the capacity of making takonas, but we're all collectively here with the capacity of making Kabbalahs. We're not here to decree anything on others, but we're here collectively to accept upon ourselves various inyonim of chizuk for our Beis Medrash. Some of the basic inyon is that we've understood that the inyon of the use of the phone has become a lot, much too loose, generally in life and specifically in shul. And so we've asked everybody to adhere to the basics of not having any telephone which is switched on in any way. During tefillah, it has to be off totally, or kept at home, kept outside. It shouldn't be around even in its disengaged situation. But it's certainly no one should allow himself to bring in a phone which a person can just take out of pocket just to look to see if there's a call or to look at a message during davening. That has to be totally off, and preferably out of the way altogether. I think that's somebody everybody understand that we all understand. It should and is, and I think by now will be self-understood. So that's in the onim of davening times when a person is totally disconnected to anything on the outside world with regards to his phone, etc. And bechlal in the Beis HaMedrash, we don't want anybody, even during times of learning, to have a phone which is going to either answer any calls, make any calls, or send any messages to. No use of the phone should be happening at any time during learning of the Beis HaMedrash. If you have a phone, if you need to answer a call, then you should answer it outside the shul. If you need to send messages, you should do it outside of the shul. But all this activity should be taking place in the Beis HaMedrash where we're learning. It's a distraction from our learning. Clearly, the amount that we're zeicher to learn should be concentrated for learning. And it's certainly a zilzal in the Kedusha of the Mokim Kodesh, where we're zeicher, Be'ez Hashem, to enter, and Be'ez Hashem to see that a lot of hatzloch in our tefillahs and our avodah is to be found. So So I'd like everybody to be mechazik each other in this inyan. It's not something which we want to see as any kind of a pressurized, enforced regulations, but rather it's something which we feel something real and true about, and something which we're proud with ourselves and our shaychus to dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the chashivas of our mokim kodesh, that these are the minimum standards that we want to expect of ourselves. Rabbi says, Rabbi, so I feel a little bit about this. That's a little bit, if you talk about the Sur Meirah, the things that we don't do, we don't have our phones and we're not busy with this, but that's not where tefillah begins or ends. Neither begins or ends. Tefillah is really about us connecting ourselves to the words, and I can't impress upon ourselves enough what tefillah really is. Certainly, if we remove the distractions, we'll have a better chance of being able to take the Siddur word by word, following inside and trying to connect to the words that are being said, because that's where the Avodah of Dveikus and the Gevaltik and Nachas Ruach of Avodah Satfilis is to be found. It's something which even in small measures, every bit as we focus ourselves and our minds, and we try to train our children to be able to see the beauty. Certainly we have to perhaps work on understanding a little bit of the Pirush HaMilas, maybe the structure of Tefillah. But that our avodah of tefillah is certain to be found in our connection with all the various, the sidra tefillah, the bakoshas, the divrei shevach, looking inside, focus on it, concentrating on what's in front of us to the exclusion of everything else. And Be'ez Hashem, as they say, our fervent tefillah is, Nebeveis Elohim Nahalech Barogesh. We go back, Barogesh though, emotionally charged and cautious, and hoping that the Ribbono Shel Olam should embrace us and should have the Nachas Ruach of Klal Yisrael coming together and make it be Matzliach Be'ez Hashem, with no obstacles, with no further Cholila trouble in being able to be Mizdabek in this kind of Avoida and moving forward with Grace Hatzlacha. Rabbi said that's important words of which I'd like to share just in brief, to encapsulate a little bit of what I'm feeling at this stage, what we're all trying to, how our hearts are pounding at the moment. It's something that's resonating within ourselves. Just a short few words on the parasha, and I'd like to mention the following. A very important yesod that there is to be understood from Parashas Korach. There's lots of detail about this, but for this forum, and I'm not sure, this may be one of the last occasions that the way we connect each other is through this clip, through this, it's been a wonderful means of communication. I'm not sure how this is going to continue as we regroup. But there's just something I'd like to mention from this parasha, which is a very, very important life yesod. And that is about Korach's downfall, shall we say. Where did Korach stumble in life? That's the question which we need to ask ourselves. And what I'd like to tell you is the following. Korach b'emes had a person of great values, great virtues. He had a lot going for him. He was a pikeach, he was a Talmud Chacham, he was a great Osher. And there was lots that he could have offered society in so many ways, could have helped people, could have advised people. He had a tremendous amount of ability, and certainly had a stand in society which would have been very, very valuable. But where he felt short was, he wasn't prepared to accept his role in life, and he wanted to be something different. That's, in a word, what we have to, just the essence of what happened to him and the message that we need to take from this, because you see it across the board in society the whole time. He wanted a different leadership. He wanted a different position of prominence, perhaps more covered, a different kind of popularity, whatever it may be, or a different kind of position of authority. That's really where he wanted. And if you look at it about Korach, you see something so pathetic, really. So it's even pitiful, although it's difficult to describe such a Rosh as Korach in these kind of terms. But I think it's something that we can look at and see. Is somebody such a mutzlach in the way that we would have seen in society? Many people would have been so happy to have the position of Korach. He was Menoise Aaron, he carried the Aaron, he belonged to Bnei Kahaz. It was something certainly great stand in so many different ways, but yet he just was not content with himself. He wanted a higher level. He wanted something different. He wanted a different position of a different stand and a different position of prominence. And because of that, he lost everything. The downfall, there was absolutely nothing left of Korach as we know. Nothing left behind Alma. This world, there was no place for Korach left b'chlal, because he was merely looking for something which was beyond his reach and something which was not destined and designed for him. You know, Chazal even questioned, he was a sensible person. What made him want to look beyond himself, outside his own capacity, his own standing in life, his own designated position? That he lost it, whatever this may have been, he saw something else about himself. He was looking at himself from a different vantage point than what he should have done. He didn't value and appreciate who and what his own stand, his own position, his own koiches, and his own designated tachlis in life was. Now, I must say, Rabbi, there's a very important message to understand, because we find across the board, in all different ifanim, at different levels of society, in different walks and aspects of society, where people are challenged with this kind of nisoyon. Even if you look at the Torah-dika world, you'll have the Magid Shia, he wants to be a different Magid Shia, he'd like to have a different Shia or a different group or be in a different yeshiva, and one Rav wants to have a position elsewhere, and the Rosh Yeshiva, and each one of the Dayanim, each one, as I say, the all Anashim Chashuvim, it's not for us to say, but this is the kind of people who Korach were. I'm not comparing any of them to Korach Cholila. But I'm just saying how we have to look at it as far as ourselves. Korach could have been a greater Magid Shia, but he was looking for this and he was looking for that. And the Kol younger man wants to be something different, and he's looking around him and he'd like to have a different position. Although what he's doing is greatly valuable, and the Ribbono Shel Olam wants him to be where he is, because that's what where he needs to be, and that's where his tachlis is to be found. But people are looking, and as I say, whether it's in the world of the Torah Dika designated world, the teachers and everyone, this position and that position, like to be him and like to be something else, like to have a different stand, like to have a different kind of role or different kind of value. But the same thing is across the board in society as well. You see, in school, in yeshiva, in sem, in koil, no difference. Women would like to have to be the wives of husbands with a different kind of position of chashiva sometimes. The children should be these Mr. Popular, these kind of having different atzlochas or different positions. And many of us men with themselves within, whether they're in a shul or within a kehillah, we'd like to be Mr. This and we'd like to be so-and-so. And we'd like to have a different kind in the professions that we have. We'd like to be doing something different in the people who we are. We'd like our family situations to be different, our positions to be different. Many people in life, throughout it, as I say, it's amazing to see, you see, with the kids and the brochim, is him and what about him and what about other people. It's a question of jealousy, which a person harbors within himself because really he'd like to be something different. And that is the stark, important, powerful message we get from Korach. He could have had, as I say, he was there with a destined but designated position, which was so valuable. But he wanted to be something different, and that was his downfall. And that's the issue where everybody has to ask himself in our position with who I am, who my husband and wife, who my children, who my position in society is, where am I in the kehillah, where am I? And am I be able to tell myself it's great, I'm a samech v'chalkoi, in ruchnistika terms, in all the kinds of value which a person has in his stand in life. And he has to see that, and that's an avoid of something which, as we read the parasha, there's so many yonah of parasha about how destructive machlokas is, and the kinds of things that came about, and the onus that he had. But one of the things we need to take practical message: yes, don't become a bal machlokas. Clearly, there's an issa to be kekorev v'chaladosei. But let's understand how we get drawn to this, and it's the inyan of self contentment, a person to be happy with his stand, his position, his circumstances in life, which is where Korach fell through and where the world rejected him totally. That's a very, very important yesod. Obviously, I'd like just to share with you a few words of a Racham HaKodesh in this week's parasha. You know, when we have a chance to read inspiring words, of which we have a number, it's always something which is very special for us to do. They're words which are very famous, these words of a Racham HaKodesh. And that's the following. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he looked to be mispal for Klal Yisrael after they'd sinned with his avera of Korach and all his followers in this machlokes, he davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu vayiplu al pneihem, from which we learn b'derech agav the inyan of tachnun. Tachnun is something amongst the sedra atfila which we really need to start to value. Give it time. Say the word slowly. Vayiplu al pneihem. The Rishonim, Rabbeinu Bachaye, for those who want to look it up, says very interesting reasons about what the ma'ila of nefilas apayim is. But Al Kaponim, he davened the following, and he said, Kele Lekea Ruchos, this is Moshe and Aaron, Kele Lekea Ruchos, the Chol Bosor, we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the manik, the God of all basar, all flesh. If one person will sin, will you be angry? Will you wreak vengeance and the wrath against everybody? The Ramban explains that Emes Korach was the lead, it was the ringleader, and he just got everybody, tried to convince the rest of Klal Yisrael that he wants their toivern and their covered and their toyeles, it's for their benefit. And so they got drawn into his machlokes. But Moshe was saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he bodilu, the words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said was, Achala isem koroga, I want to get rid of them all. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, but these people are not responsible for this machlokes by and large. If one person sins, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not see this as a reason to punish everybody else. That was what Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, I must mention just b'derech agav how you can see the great mile of the tzidkus and kedusha of Moshe Rabbeinu. These are one of the places where Moshe Rabbeinu really put himself out in all inyoni tefillah, as we learn from this parasha, one of the makoros of inyoni from tefillah. I learned from this supplication of Moshe Rabbeinu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be merachem on Klal Yisrael at the time that they sinned with Korach. But this was one which was different to all previous ones. Klal Yisrael sinned with Chet HaEgel, but they did something very serious, but it wasn't directed at Moshe Rabbeinu himself personally. It was Avodah Zorah, it was Tainas, Telunos, and Moshe Rabbeinu stood at their side and asked for their mechila. This case was a case where Korach would directed all his Tainas and all his machlokes against Moshe Rabbeinu personally. As we read it at the beginning of the parasha, Korach was very, very personally degrading of Moshe Rabbeinu's milas and wanted to remove from him his position of leadership. And this is something which Moshe Rabbeinu as a person would have just natural instinct would have wanted to be that these people, you know, they should get rid of these people, they should be off his back. There should be something, some kind of settling the cheshbon with them who wanted to undermine him himself as a person and as a leader. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu put himself aside and was mispalo with all his koyach for the rachmonas of these people who personally wanted to undermine him and deride him. That's a muridik gadlus of Moshe Rabbeinu in this parasha, which we find more than all others. But al kaponim, what he said was, Keila lekeh ruchis v'chol basar, the God of all flesh, ha'ishachad yechto, Klal Yisrael generally need to be forgiven for this. And the Erachayim HaKadosh just pulls up and it gives us to understand, what is this introduction referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokei Aruches, the whole Bosor? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of all flesh, the God of the world, of everybody, L'chal Adam, L'chal Anoshim, L'chal Oilam. What's the reference to Elokei Aruches, the whole Bosor, in the context of this approach of Moshe Rabbeinu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And he says the following words. It's good eye to see inside him, and I'm just going to be brief. But he says that, Oid Nischaven, L'dabal Afonov, Divri Ritzu, Hamiskabal Afonov. He wanted to daven words of appeasement, which should be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a nachas ruach, he has a chifetz, he has a design and interest from different aspects of covered and shevach v'hoidor, praise that are given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in different parts of the Bria. And Rechem HaKadosh reckons them from the lowest to the highest. The lowest level is Tzva HaShamayim. You know, we speak about the Kodesh, 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 which all the heavenly, the hosts in the heaven, I don't know what this refers to, Bichlal, they give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is very important. It gives Nachas Ruach, it gives covered, but it doesn't give the highest level of covered. It gives perhaps the lowest level of covered of all those who give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second level above that is Nishmas HaTzadikim. The neshamas of the tzadikim that have been in the world, their achievement and their understanding of Kedusha that they achieved, where they give Kedusha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives great Nachas Ruach, that's something beyond simply all the tzva, the hosts of the heaven. But Lamala Mehen, there's something above all the Shevach of the Kodesh of the Tzva HaShamayim, and even the Nishmas HaTzadikim. We think about all the Nishmas HaTzadikim which have been in the world, and these very special Heilige people that they give praise to Hashem, and there's something great, but there's something far greater than that. Lamala Mehem, the words of Racham HaKodesh, Hashir v'Hashevach ha'olam anashomas ha'shehein ba'olam hazeh. The neshamas, the people living in this world, in this difficult place of nisyonis, of distractions, of difficulties, the people who connect to give Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asherheim Toich HaBosor, they're within flesh, they're within Yonim Gashmim, they live in a worldly, in a life which is connected to Tavas HaOlam Hazeh. V'humoino Me'aker Hashem. And they have the distractions, as we all know about, which disturb us from being connected purely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'heim Mis'atzmim Le'evoy Hashem. And yet still they try, they mechazik themselves, they fight to find this connection to this Kedusha, to ward off any of the distractions. They don't allow themselves to be distracted, to get involved in Inyonim of Taiva, but rather they find their way in their Avodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to keep the mitzvahs, to daven, to learn, and not to drop their level of Kedusha. The people who do that, they've given something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu which no other element of the Bria can achieve. Meiridik, to think about what we can do, the bigger our nisyonos, the more our distractions, the greater kvod shamayim and nachas ruach and kovod that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets from our avoda. Ze elyoin v'choshu geitzel aboi rabbi, these are the words that we need to learn and chaz and remind ourselves and share with everybody. This kind of connection, these shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appreciation and wanting and longing of closeness to Hashem, is choshuk elyoin v'choshu geitzel aboi rabbi l'malam yakul. That's more than anything else. That's the greatest of nachas ruach which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in this world. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you wanted achala oisam koroga. You wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. But what kind of nachas ruach will you have from the world? The one which HaKadosh Baruch Hu values and cherishes most will be missing, because it's keile lekei aruch is l'chol bosor. It's Ribbono shel Olam which can be find itself in every bit of bosor, every bit of gashmius, every bit of those people who are so connected or so drawn towards Taivas and towards Inyonim that this world pulls us towards. And if we, what we can achieve is something which no Tzva Shamayim, no Malochim, no Neshamas of Tzadikim can give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu values what we can do greater and has more chayfetz and nachas ruach from this Avodah than from anything else. And as such, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's tachanunin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leave the Chol Basar, leave these people, don't destroy them, allow them to be able to continue to give you the nachas ruach which only they can achieve. And with that, Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel and achieved rachmim for all the people, mankind, for all of them connected, the Chol Basar as we all are. But that which we can achieve is something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu longs for. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu's koyach to be able to bring rachmim, to bring kapora for Klal Yisrael. That's a tremendous, beautiful, inspirational words of Erachaim HaKodesh, from which we can see, you know, we see ourselves in a world with such great difficulty, increasingly so, how the distractions and how the nisyonos of bosor, whichever part of the limbs of our body are drawn towards, whichever inyan it may be, those areas of challenge are not to be seen, Rabbi Yisrael Cholila, as the reasons for us to lose hope and lose heart and lose mind and our avoda. But on the contrary, there are opportunities for which we can do something so heilig and so great, more than that which any other part of the Bria can do in Nachas Ruach and in Kvod Shamayim. If we can be misgaber and those areas where mechazik ourselves not to allow this distraction to disturb us, whether in whichever area, whether it's in Sumerah and Yonim of not doing, not saying or seeing or doing things that we shouldn't do, we hold ourselves back, we've done something which is so great, the tachlis of the Bria in the greatest form, or something which we positively connect ourselves to daven with connection, to the avoda, to fight our distractions, to be able to learn, to be able to do things properly, to be able to bench, to be able to be mekayim mitzvahs, to be medaktik in halachas, not to look for compromises. And we can do that despite the challenges that we have. To be energetic about our focus on avodah. That's elekei ruchas l'chol basar, which is so valuable, which brings Ribbono shel Olam kvod shamayim, and which brings Klal Yisrael such great chashivas, kovod, and hatzlocha. Ribbono shel Olam, I'm just finishing off min apsicha, mespalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol libi v'nafshi, that Ribbono shel Olam should be mekabel our cheshek and our rotzen to be reconnected, to do avodah the way it should be. And Be'ez HaShem, it should be Matzliach. It's something which should work well in our Chizuk in Avodah. Should hit where it needs to in reaching the Kisei HaKovod. In our Chizuk, in every bit that we're Mechazuk, we're not expected to be perfect people. Far from it. We're all a Kela, the whole Bosor. We're all very involved with our distractions, our nesiyonos, whether it's to the children, whether it's in yonim for parnosa, whether it's bechlal in yonim which the world draws us towards. Oh, but with a bit that we're mechazik and the focus of our wanting to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will bring great kvod shamayim. The Eibush has a health and it should be niskabel barotzen, we should see it happily, we should see it healthily, and we should reconnect and reunite to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to each other, and to everything which is important in Avodas Hashem together with all our families. We should have nachas, we should have simcha, a good Shabbos to everybody, Beis Hashem, and we should look forward to the future with brocha, positively, Beis Hashem, with a gewaltige nachas ruach v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we should all be niskabel barotzen, happily, healthily, Ba'erich Yomim Tovim. Amen. Good Shabbos.